Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, hey, hey. Let's go Buffalo chant.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Happy schedule day. Sal joining us on the Wester Hotline and brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the best place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Sal is with us. Good morning, Mr. Capaccio. Happy schedule day to you.
Yeah, good morning, guys. We made it. We made it, everybody. We got here. We're finally here. We can talk about it for real.
What are we going to talk about next week now?
Well, we got rookie minicamp today. I guess we get into like the next phase of the roster build. You still got, what, 15 or so spots remaining on the roster or something like that. So
good.
Stuff like that. There's always something with the NFL, and I'm sure someday they'll make, you know, even all of that worth, you know, somehow talking about for a week straight.
Well, one thing about this, Sal, you know, I'm sure you've seen it, some people taking their shots, like, what's the big deal finding out the schedule? You already know who they're going to play.
Yeah.
But the reality is, yeah, but it gives shape to an entire four-month period of my life. For you especially, you find out what cities you're traveling to. And for Bills fans, they start thinking, all right, can I make that road trip? Can I make this road trip? When will I be at the stadium? What nights will I have to plan to, you know, take a day off of work or whatever? It really is, even if you're a casual fan, a diehard fan, your fall just took shape. I mean, it's a big deal to find out when these games are.
100%, Jeremy. Like, I get this all the time every year. People say every year, like, what is the big deal? I don't get it. Okay, well, I'll tell you why. Maybe it's not to you. That's cool. I respect anybody who says, well, I just want to know. Just give me the schedule. Like, whatever. I'll tune in when it, I get it from that standpoint. But the reason you just said, people plan their entire falls around it. They plan vacations. They plan seeing family and seeing friends and having some, oh, okay, you know what? Your team's here in November. You want to come up? Let's do something. You do that. Now, there's the professional side as well. All of us. Yeah, I traveled the games. You guys, you have to plan what you're doing. Pre-game shows. We have post-game shows. What days? Are we working on a Friday to do, you know, a post-game, you know, after a Thursday game? You know, the Friday after Thanksgiving, right? That's become a traditional work day now for a lot of us because of all this. It's all of that baked in. If someone's out there who thinks it's overkill, they don't like it, I respect it. But I would say respect the people who really, really get into it and want to know it, because a lot of their whole fall is depending on that, and they want to get together with people and go see their teams.
And, I mean, there's also, I heard you mention this, now that the Bills are playing in the opener, everything starts 3 days sooner. Training camp, reporting dates, everything.
Yes.
So the season got a lot closer.
Yeah, so I want to make sure everybody understands what happens here. So it used to be, guys, training camp would open 15 days prior to your first preseason game. Okay? So it didn't matter when you opened the season, the regular season. Whenever your first preseason game was, you'd back up 15 days. That's when training camp opened. The new CBA came into place. And in the new CBA, it is no longer your first preseason game. It is your regular season game. And it's 47 days from your first regular season game. The Bills, if you go back from September 8 and you count back 47 days, Saturday, July 23rd, would be their first allowed reporting date, and I guess workout, whatever, but training camp would be allowed to start on that date, Saturday, July 23rd. If they had not been put in the opener, we would be talking about Tuesday, July 26th. That's a big difference because of weekends and, you know, where they're going back to St. John Fisher. We don't know the schedule yet, and it's not, you know, officially official that they put it out what day they're going to start, but that is the first day they're allowed to start now.
We got phone lines open if you want to share your opinion on the schedule or you got a question for Sal about the Bills, 803-0550 to join us. I wanted to ask you, although it's different for you because you travel, it's a work assignment as opposed to a fan. What did you or do you typically look for first when the Bills schedule comes out?
Where are the warm weather games when?
So you are among the Bills media
crew
who aren't happy with LA and Miami in the first month.
Oh, there are some. I've talked with some of my colleagues who are fine with it, you know.
Oh, all right.
I mean, but I would rather, and I think that a lot of us would rather go to LA or Miami in November, December when it's colder here in Buffalo and warmer out there.
Sure.
Especially, guys, when you have a schedule like this, which we knew years in advance, predetermined, this is not a big, there aren't a lot of games in the West or South this year, right? I mean, even the crossover game against the AFC West happened to be Kansas City. Now, if that could have been, that game was never, that's one of the games that was determined by your place and your finish in your division. The Bills could have been in Vegas. They could have been in L.A. against the Chargers. They could have been in Denver. But they get Kansas City because both finished in first place. So you get that one game where, oh, yeah, they're playing the Western Division. Well, guess what? It's a Midwestern city. They're not really going out west for that one. So the only two you have all year now are at L.A. because of that crossover first place finish and at Miami, which is obviously every year. And now we get those in weeks 1 and 3 instead of weeks, you know, 13 and 15 or something. I'm looking at the schedule and from if you start at November, I mean, heck, you can go back to October 30th after the bye week, really. I mean, because October 30th, it's getting chilly here. It's not like super cold. We've had storms, but
right. The
rest of the season from October 30th on is all cold weather cities except for the Detroit Thanksgiving game. Well, it's a cold weather city, but it's in a dome, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. That's what I look for. The other thing I look for is the bye week. I think, you know, as a fan, as a professional, we plan things. You guys know, like, usually I take that week off. I save vacation dates so I can have off the bye week. Like, that, I'll take off that week. We will go out of town a lot of times, my wife and Max and I. Sometimes we'll even back it up with, hey, they're going to go to the game in that city, and then we'll go spend time in that city or go from that city, go somewhere. So those are things I look at. And then from a competitive standpoint, I think for me it's what does the beginning of the season look like? Where are the challenges for the Bills? How do they get out of the gate? The first 7 games, you guys talked about it this morning, I believe.
Yeah.
Very challenging. Would you sign up right now on the dotted line for 5-2 to start the season?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, I think that'd be really good in that stretch because they should roll the last 10 games. Yes, I would take 5-2.
I think so, too, because the next 8 games, I think that'd be disappointing if they didn't go like 6-2, I think,
yeah,
to be honest with you.
Really, the last 10 games. There's a clear cut in the schedule.
I said 8, but you're right.
It's first 7 versus last 10, Sal. There's no question.
Well,
it's like 2 tiers to the schedule.
5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, well, hold on. Let's go down to the Bears. So let's go up to, okay, if you go down to the Cincinnati game, which is the day after New Year's on a Monday night in Cincinnati, you go right to then. So after the Green Bay game, all the way down to that game, you have 8 games. I mean, they need to go 6-2. Could you see a loss maybe against Cleveland or at New England? Sure. Or against Miami. You can't lose more than 2 of them, right? So to me, you got to go 6-2 in that stretch at worst, which I think leaves you, if you can go 5-2 in the first 7 games,
mm-hmm,
you're talking 11-4 with 2 games left. What was your record when you picked the Bills this morning?
14-3.
Ooh,
but
so they couldn't get there if I did this.
I did take an energy drink this morning, so I'm on a little bit of a buzz.
Would you sign up for 11-4
with the
Bengals Monday nighter and the Patriots at home to end the season coming up?
I don't know if that's going to get you a 1 seed, Sal, because you couldn't. Then we're talking about possibly 12-5.
And that's right, or 13. But you're right.
Yeah. Let me grab some calls here. 803-0550 to join us. Full schedule, of course, if you haven't seen it or you just want to look at it again and again and again, is online at WGR550.com. And, of course, Sal and Joe on the Extra Point Show will be talking a lot about the schedule later this morning. We'll go get connected with our fans. Jim in Hamburg, you're on with Sal. Go right ahead.
Good morning, guys. How's everything going?
Good, great. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Really quick, the one game that we have on Prime Video, if we're not able to access that, we just have a regular, ordinary plain TV with no, it's not a smart TV, blah, blah, blah. Is there going to be a local station picking up the rights so everybody else can see the game that that you don't have Prime Video for? That's all I needed to know.
Sure.
Thanks.
I think there still is, right,
yes.
Sal? I'm pretty sure in the local market.
I believe one of the local affiliates gets a chance to buy that game and would do so.
Yeah. But just in that local market, outside of the two teams playing,
correct,
you'd have to have Prime Video to see that game. So, yes, the Thursday, what are we talking? That's the the game at New
England. December 1st?
Yeah. That should be, I would assume it would be locally shown here in the Buffalo market.
That's the one against
New England. Thursday night or New England.
What does it say? Give me 1 second here. I'm looking at something here. It just says, and the bill schedule says Prime Video. That's all.
Right.
But I believe that's the case. Don't hold us to it. I don't know. Unless you know, Jeremy, you said yes. Maybe you know for sure.
I've seen one place I saw this was on the Patriots schedule. They list who's carrying the game from a network standpoint, and then they list which station is carrying it.
Okay, yes.
And for the Prime game, they leave a spot and it says TBD.
Okay. I think that is the case, that they are able to do that because they still want that local revenue for those,
and
you know, those commercials.
I found a story at CBS News, an old story at CBS News' website. I think this is from last season, but in it says Amazon Prime Video. Okay, over-the-air TV stations will, in 2022, Amazon Prime Video is the home for our Thursday night coverage. Over-the-air TV stations will still carry their respective local teams' games. NFL Game Pass
there
will continue to stream all regular season games. So you should be okay. Let's see. We'll get to David in Buffalo next. David, you're on with Sal. Go right ahead.
Yes. How you guys doing? I'm a diehard Bills fan. I work at GM, so... And I work third shift, so I have to save a lot of my vacation days for the end of the year for the football season. So when that schedule comes out, times and dates, is imperative that I got to know these things so I can have the next day off.
Yeah,
there you go.
And also what's important to me about the schedule is the prime time slots. You know, you got different guys at the job, that's Steeler fans, Dolphin fans, so I like to brag about how many primetime spots we got over them. And last but not least, me and my son started this tradition of going to one away game.
Love it.
Every year, cool. Different stadium. Last year we went to Tampa Bay. This year we're going to go to Kansas City.
Nice.
So that's why the schedule is a little bit important to me.
Well, maybe Yana and Max will see it in Kansas City. We're debating if that's—I don't know if we can make it work. I think she has something going on that weekend, but we're doing the same thing. My son's getting to the age where he went to a road game last year. He also went to Tampa. They actually did go to Boston. They didn't go to the game at the game. We made a Boston trip out of it, but I think that's what we're getting to here, right? I mean, a lot of people do this. They're like, "Hey, let's make the NFL's become such an event." You know, you go to all these games. You take time with your family and. I appreciate that. I respect that. I think that's really cool that you do that with your son and that you take time to go to these games in these other cities. You don't get many of those opportunities. By the way, so on that note, so you said, piggybacking on what this gentleman just said and what you asked me earlier, guys, how about this? So I got a couple things for you that Bills fans can think about right now, all right? Thursday night, September 8th, the Bills are in L.A. We know that. Wednesday, September 7th, both the Dodgers and Angels are at home.
I love the multi-sport trips.
Yeah, so like the if you want to go to the Bills game in L.A. to open the season, you can go there a day early and you can see the L.A. Dodgers at home against the San Francisco Giants at 1 o'clock Pacific time.
Ooh, big rivalry.
You can go to L.A., to Anaheim, to see the Angels the day before the Bills play against the Detroit Tigers at 1 o'clock Pacific time. Here's another one for you. This is cool. Jeremy, how about this? Saturday, October 29th, Notre Dame visits the Dome in Syracuse. The very next day, the Packers are in Buffalo for Sunday Night Football.
Some good stuff.
Yeah. Isn't there one that was a golf event was going to line up? I don't remember.
Oh, that's the Thanksgiving. Wasn't that the soccer match, too?
Maybe.
There's the World Cup that weekend, too, right?
That's
isn't
right.
That?
Yeah, that's right. Black Friday, England. The U.S. plays England. And I mean, that's over in Qatar, so that's not something you're going to attend. I thought there was one, like with the Waste Management Open, that same year. I don't remember what it might have been.
That was last year, the Arizona thing, I think. You know, that's the Super Bowl. That's the Super Bowl week this year.
That's
Jeremy.
Right. That's right. That's what it is.
That's the Super Bowl week.
Thank you. That makes sense. A game people think the Bills would be playing in, the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. is in Arizona the same week as the Waste Management Open is in. Is that in Tucson?
Cool.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think they may have moved the week on that because of it. I'm not sure. Okay. You have to go look at it. They may have. I think there was talk about it. By the way, also, I'm looking at this. The NFL did not schedule a Black Friday game this year. Remember there was talk about it?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They were going to take up another night with a football game.
They did not do that. I think they're doing it next year, though. I think it was, hey, it could happen by 2022. It's almost definitely happening by 2023. The day after Thanksgiving, there is no NFL game this year, whereas it was very much talked about that there could be.
Any, you know, in terms of the primetime, we talked a lot about possible primetime games. Any surprises in terms of what they got or a game you thought would have been a primetime game that wasn't, or did it pretty much go as planned?
It's a good question. It's a good conversation, Howard, because I really thought we might be in line for a Bills-Dolphins primetime game. Mm-hmm. And we still might, by the way. You could get that week 15. Did you guys see? I tweeted out last night, by the way, that week 15 schedule. There's five games. Yeah. They're going to choose three of them and go to Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about them earlier. We went through it earlier. I mean, Miami Bills looks like a very... That looks like almost a lock to be flexed, that game.
And that could be a night game, right? So yeah. I really thought that the league might, you know, that no surprises from, I kept saying there's no way. Like Green Bay's got to be a primetime game. Like to somehow they're making Green Bay at the very least a 425 game, but probably a primetime. Mm-hmm. Kansas City thought maybe primetime, but CBS protected that. We talked about that yesterday a little bit. I thought Cincinnati had a very good chance of being primetime, especially after hearing Mike North on with Dan Hoard, their play-by-play guy, who said they're going to get the max. I thought that's just fits the Bills and them. You know, we talked about this yesterday. The league just loves them some Bills-Patriots primetime, mm-hmm. right? I mean, how many years in a row now are we getting Bills-Patriots primetime? And they're going to get that on a Thursday. So I was a bit surprised there was no Dolphins. I wasn't surprised at all there was a Patriots. I figured if there's going to be a division game, it's going to be that. From a league standpoint, I don't know. And maybe you can go back and say, well, it's not completely new because they haven't been as good that good. But the New York Jets getting one night game? In 18 weeks? The New York Jets in New York.
But they haven't been, like you said, they haven't been
good. I understand
good.
That, but it's New York.
I mean, how many did the Giants get? Two? I think the Giants got two.
That's wild to me.
I mean, there just haven't been. How about New England getting four? Why does New England still
five.
Get,
I know.
You know, five, is it?
Five.
Are they the max?
They are the
Why
max,
is New England
five.
Getting so many night games?
I guess because they still resonate, I guess. They did make the playoffs. It is Boston. They still resonate. I don't know. They play four in a row, which is, you guys talked about it. That's crazy. Yeah. How about the Ravens opening up with, the Ravens play all four AFC East teams to start their schedule.
That's strange.
Did you know that?
Yeah. We mentioned it briefly earlier. That's kind of odd that it came out that way. What do you think? Also, you know, I think the schedule's fine, by the way, Sal, but I know every year when the schedule comes out, we're supposed to find things that bug us about it. Again, no New England game until December, and only one division game in the first eight games of the schedule for the Bills.
Yeah, the Bills are running the gauntlet of division late in the season.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean, you get three in a row, and then two not, and then you end with the New England. Yeah, I guess it's just the way it's worked out. You know, I think over the last several years, we've gotten this at Miami early, Miami coming to Buffalo late, right? You want Miami and Buffalo in December. Everybody wants Miami and Buffalo in December. And we've gotten that either November, December, it seems like. I think they did the Halloween thing maybe a year or two ago, but it's always been a little bit later. Yeah, I think it's odd the way it's worked out that they're not really playing many division games. They play one division game up until November. One division game. You know, the one thing I will say that this happened a few years ago. Now, this year it's a little bit different the way it sets up. But they only have one Sunday afternoon game in the fall, essentially, before the weather turns, I guess, through October.
Right.
You know what I mean? Only one. That's against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you guys know, I've said it. I think you guys think this. Like, it's just beautiful in the fall on a Sunday. In September and October, watching the Bills play, it looks great on TV. It's great to go to the games in that situation. I mean, but I'm not, a couple of years ago, I was mad about it. I'm not mad about it this year because the other games are great. You're still getting a night game at home early against Tennessee, which is nice.
Yep.
And you're getting a night game against Green Bay even before Halloween, which is nice. So it's not that bad. But I do think that TV and the fans all miss out by not having an afternoon Sunday game in Orchard Park and the fall foliage and all that kind of stuff and the way it feels, you know, through the first 2 months. They get one of them.
You tweeted one of the stats out there is about the net rest differential, yeah, which favors the Bills. And I think it was Seth Walder who tweeted out, yep, the Bills face no teams coming off their bye.
It's amazing. A few years ago, I don't remember when, they had like three of them or something.
Yep.
It seemed like every year they were playing the Patriots coming off their bye.
And people were always complaining about that, yeah.
And look, I know that from Mike North saying this, like, teams pay attention to that. They call every year. Hey, you screwed us. You gave us this again. This is the third year in a row we're playing this team. Like, and I get it. I would probably, too, if I worked for a team and had that power to call and say that. They don't really care about that. They're not looking and going, well, you know, last year this team played them coming up. They don't do that. They're just like, this is the way the schedule came out. I mean, I think they do look for, like, major disparities of, you know, their own schedule, but not like, ooh, how many times are they playing teams off Thursday nights or byes? You can't do that these days with all of the different ways that teams are, you know, the schedules and the way it's going. You just can't worry about it. I also find it weird. I think that the last few years I've noticed there's been several teams who play on Thanksgiving and then play the following Thursday again. And the Bills are in that window this year.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. They play the following Thursday against New England. Yeah. I think that's happened to several teams over the last few years. I think it's interesting.
Let the countdown begin. We don't have to wait as long for opening day. That's a beautiful thing. So you and Joe, you thinking of talking about the schedule a little bit on the show today?
Yeah, we are going to talk about the schedule a little bit today. Right. We are also going to have Chris Horvatis from Channel 4. He's been joining me to talk about stadium stuff. And yesterday, the Erie County did the down payment for the mm-hmm. stadium. And so there's a lot that goes into that, and we'll talk about what that means. So Chris is going to join us at 10:30. But, yeah, we're going to pretty much dive into everything about the schedule. And we welcome, you know, fans, phone calls, and, you know, we'll take it. I still want to, you know what I was disappointed in? I remember this. I kept thinking to myself, I wanted to see the Goo Goo Dolls in Buffalo September 24th, but that now I'm like, please be home that weekend, but they're not. They're
Miami, you're on the road.
So
that's right.
If you're thinking of going to the Miami game, then you can't see the Goo Goo Dolls the night before, unless you fly out to Miami that morning, I guess.
Did we get your rundown of Oak Hill?
Amazing. It was great. We had a great caddy. His name is Brad. He helped out a lot. I hit like a 40-foot putt, and I did not think it was going to break until Brad said, hit it right here, and I did, and it was amazing. And I'm like, oh my God, that was incredible. That's why they're. But, you know, I shot a 93, Jeremy, but I will tell you, I'm very happy. I think I hit like 70% of the fairways. I was in the fairway all day, maybe just off a few times. I drove the ball really well. You know, when you don't play a course a lot, you know, I've never played it before. You don't know where some of the pitfalls are. And then the traps are really tough. Mm-hmm. And I would say out of the 93, I wasted a good 4 or 5 strokes getting out of traps. So I'm happy with that. You know, just the overall game.
The key is, did you have any pars or birdies? Pars work just as well. So when the pros are here and you see a guy get a bogey, you can just kind of drop the old, like, I parred it. Because
I can't remember the holes. I actually forgot my scorecard. I had, I think I had 2 or 3 pars on the day. I was putting for birdie twice.
Nice.
So that was nice. You're right. Same thing. I said, we're walking off. I said, Josh Reed had a par, and he looks at me and he goes, you know, when I'm watching Jordan Spieth, and he has a bogey, I'm like, oh, come on, Jordan, I parred that.
Yeah, come on.
This is not that tough.
It's not that bad, buddy. Get it together.
That's right, man. That's great. It was a fun time. It was a great time. And, you know, I can't wait for the PGA to come because now I can say, oh, I played that hole and I know what that was like. And they really took good care of us. As you guys know that, you know, they do that. And it was great hospitality, and the media, saw a lot of media people from Buffalo and Rochester out there. And it was really fun. Had a great day. It was warm out there, and I'll take my 93 and go home with that. I was happy with the way I played.
I'm a little surprised you're not having Patrick Hammer on the show today. I thought you might ask him to get you the average temperatures in those cold weather cities on days when the average temperature in Cincinnati on January 2nd, Sal, is Chicago on Chicago in December.
Well, I'll make the text now. Let's do it. I'll get Pat on.
Let's see
actually,
what you're going into.
Real quick. I actually won't be on the last half hour today. I got to go down to the stadium, guys.
Oh, rookie minicamp.
Today is rookie minicamp day. Yeah. We didn't even talk about this.
That's right.
Can we just real quick tell everybody what's going on?
Yeah.
Rookie minicamp starts today for the Bills. Sean McDermott will speak to the media at 12:30 p.m. I'll be down there at the stadium. We will be able to watch all of practice, which should go about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And then we will hear from select rookies after practice. Don't really know exactly who. I'm guessing, you know, some of the draft picks, especially the higher ones. But, yeah, we'll be down there for that. So, you'll get Joe for, like, probably the last, you know, 30 minutes of the show today while I bolt down to the stadium to get ready for Sean McDermott. But, Yeah, maybe Joe will have Pat on, but we can see. But yes, today is rookie minicamp day for the Buffalo Bills.
All right, let your representatives know we're going to want to book you for Monday's show.
I'll be around.
I'll get in touch with them.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sal.
Okay.
Sal, brought to us by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the best place to buy a case. What's your outlet? We want to hear from you. Still got another hour and a half with us to get in and give us your thoughts on whatever you grabbed from the Bills schedule. 803-0550 to join us this morning on that. If there is something else on your mind, you can bring it up as well. But I figured a lot of you want to talk football with us this morning, which is completely okay. We're taking more of your calls, talking more about the schedule as we continue WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, man, I don't know. I think he's been, obviously, I'm sure, you know, since we got him, everybody expected the Houston James Harden, but that's not who he is anymore. He's more of a playmaker. I thought, you know, yeah, at times, you know, could have been, as all of us, could have been more aggressive, all of us.
It is Joel Embiid talking about James Harden. The Sixers eliminated by the Heat.
Yep.
Hopefully Boston will be eliminated by Milwaukee to get one less Boston team in anybody's playoffs.
I hope so.
We are talking schedule. Want to get to a few different things. Plus, mention something quickly about the Jets schedule. The Jets aren't going to factor in the division, obviously. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs either. But their schedule in terms of, you know, when they get their first win, could be a while. It's an oddity. So Baltimore opens up their schedule with all four games against the AFC East. The Jets' first four games are all their games against the AFC North. Hmm. So they go Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. Then they go Dolphins at Green Bay, at Denver, Patriots, Bills, Patriots.
I mean, are the Jets winning
They're not
three of those?
I was going to say they could go winless in that stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 10 games in the season. At best.
4-6.
2-8. No, I mean, I think you're giving them too much credit. That's a really difficult schedule. I can't believe they would get that. The Jets are going to be miserable with that schedule. Anyway, go ahead. I digress.
So Monday Night Football, one of the things we were waiting to find out is how good is the Monday Night Football package for games.
When are the Manning casts?
Now we've got Buck and Aikman, and ESPN had Monday Night Football but had some bad games. I think it's better than it's ever been as a slate. Ready? Here you go.
Yep.
Denver-Seattle opens.
And they get the Russell Wilson homecoming. Okay.
Yep. That might be one of the worst games.
Yeah,
it's got
I don't
best
think it'll be competitive.
Story.
Yeah.
Bills, Titans, Eagles, Vikings. We knew about that. After that, Cowboys, Giants.
All right.
Rams, Niners.
Good.
Raiders, Chiefs.
Very good.
Broncos, Chargers.
Very nice.
Bears, Patriots.
Dog.
Bengals, Browns.
Good game.
Ravens, Saints.
Okay.
Commanders, Eagles.
I got nothing for that.
Niners, Cardinals.
In Mexico. All right. Yeah, that'd be a good game.
Steelers, Colts.
Good game.
Saints, Bucks.
Okay.
Patriots, Cardinals, Rams, Packers.
Ooh, how'd they get that one?
Chargers, Colts. Wow. Bills, Bengals.
That's a great lineup. I always thought Monday Night Football had a
dog
screwed
lineup
over the years. So it's a really bad matchup.
Yeah, that's better than it's been in past years. Only like three or four. The Sunday night lineup, Chargers, Chiefs, Steelers, Browns, Dolphins, Bengals, Colts, Broncos, Commanders, Bears.
It's funny. When you get to Sunday night, you just hit it too. It's the reverse. Like when we look at Sunday night, we go, how the hell did that game get on Sunday night?
Yeah. Commanders, Bears. Ugh.
I'm going to skip that one.
Atlanta, Carolina makes a Sunday night appearance.
Ugh.
How
Why?
In the world? That'll be flexed out. That's actually week 10. That's week 10.
Is right? It?
Yep. That's when you can start to flex is week 10.
Yes.
Would they ever put a game in there to fulfill the requirement of a team like Atlanta and Carolina and then just flex them out?
You're looking at Thursday night.
Oh, you're right.
They're not on Sunday night. I was going to say, there's no way. I'm just sitting here looking at the schedule going, what? Atlanta, Carolina?
Yeah, you're right.
Who put them on Sunday night?
The worst team to make Sunday night. Sorry about that. Here comes Sunday night. The worst team to make the Sunday night lineup is...
Bears are at Green Bay.
Yeah, the Bears make it once.
Philly, Pittsburgh, Miami.
Patriots against Josh McDaniels makes it December 18th.
Sunday night. Yeah, the Sunday night lineup is always good. The worst game to me just on paper right now is probably Chicago-Green Bay. It's week two, so it's, you know, obviously Chicago's not out of the race yet. But that's probably the worst matchup for the Sunday night games. Those are all pretty solid. And then, let me see, Thursday night games. Yeah, Atlanta-Carolina. Woof. Jacksonville and the Jets. That's a beautiful thing. A Thursday night Jacksonville-Jets game. Late in the season, too, looks like, right? Let's see. Yeah, I think that's week 16 for Jacksonville and the Jets on Thursday night. And so if you look at it, the Bills could end up with, we know they've got five night games. They've got a 425, that's six. They will play Thanksgiving Day, that's seven. So they're in seven standalone games. National window standalone game, seven. I think that Bills-Miami game is going to be one, right? That's definitely going to be flexed. At this point, you'd say that's a very good candidate to be flexed into the Saturday matchup on December 17th. That would be eight. The only other game that's to be determined is the finale against New England. So we're looking at it at really probably eight of the 17 games where the Bills would be in a national TV standalone window this season. Not really surprised by that. Not a lot of Sunday 1 o'clocks, bury them on the schedule with everybody else who's playing. I got to total up how many AFC West games are primetime matchups or national windows. I'll do that in the
just break. The actual AFC West?
Just AFC West matchups that were put into primetime. I have the whole schedule. I'll do it in the break. 506 Sports did a nice job putting out a chart of all of the main NFL games. The doubleheader games, Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, and I think maybe some of the international games. So thank you, 506 Sports. I love your website. You want to do week one? You ready?
Sure.
You're doing math on this?
I was counting up the AFC West.
I didn't
things.
Want to do this while we were doing this right. On the show. I mean, I've got the whole thing in front of me. I just didn't want to take the time to actually. But if you're doing it, you can do that, and I'll bring up some of the lines in week one. Some of the betting. Actually, week one games, there's some really appealing games, including the Dolphins and the Patriots. But the Bills are a one-point underdog, which I don't think you'd be surprised to hear that the Bills are underdog in Los Angeles. Let's see. Largest line of the opening week, the Colts are giving 7.5 points to the Texans. What else? Niners giving 6 to the Bears is one of the larger lines of the week. Giants at the Titans. Tennessee, 6.5-point favorite. Steelers at the Bengals. Bengals are a 6-point favorite. Those are the largest lines for week one. And what else we got? Oh, Monday night game, Sunday night game. Bucks given 2.5 at Dallas. Broncos are a 3.5-point favorite at Seattle. I feel like that should be a little bit larger. I know they're the road team, but I'm just not expecting much from Seattle this season. I would have thought Denver would have a little bit more of a point spread there. And it'll be interesting to see when the full sets of odds come out. I'll see if Joe's big on knowing all the odds. Joe, I think, was like predicting the Bills' lines every week for the games last night. I want to see how many times they're underdog this season. We know they're underdog in week one.
5 of the 12 are...
I thought it'd be more than that.
Primetime in the AFC West.
I really thought it'd be more. All right. I thought the majority of like more than 6 would have been on primetime, because those are very attractive matchups this season. And in week one... Right, week one, we get one matchup. Raiders and the Chargers in week one. Right, Chiefs are playing out of conference, and the Broncos are playing out of conference in week one. Your week one matchups in the 1 o'clock window, since we'll be hanging out, not watching the Bills. Patriots at Dolphins. For the second straight year, they open up against each other.
Last year, the Dolphins won by a point.
Yeah, it's a low-scoring, kind of ugly game. It's an interesting point, too. I was reading, I think it was Mike Giardi, maybe, at NFL.com, was breaking down the AFC East. And week one, the Patriots lose their best cornerback in the offseason to free agency, J.C. Jackson. How does the Patriots secondary stack up against Tyreek Hill, Mike Gesicki, let's see, what else? I mean, Jalen Waddle. Like, that is a bad matchup for New England to open the season up. Your secondary against Tyreek Hill alone is a bad matchup for New England in week one.
George tweets in, who's the survivor pick for week one? Who are you most confident will win their week one matchup?
Sorry, I'm just trying to look at the whole schedule. Titans at home to the Giants.
I wouldn't do that one.
No,
nope.
Dable will be Browns at
Browns Panthers.
Panthers.
I like Browns Panthers.
Unless Carolina trades for Baker Mayfield, then you have the Baker Mayfield revenge game on opening day.
Baltimore over the Jets.
Colts, Texans. Baltimore Jets, yeah.
I think Colts, Texans is a solid bet with Matt Ryan there now.
It's not easy.
Crazily enough.
Chiefs, Cardinals.
I wouldn't take Baltimore Jets. I wouldn't. I know that sounds nuts. Chiefs, Cardinals? No.
The Cardinals aren't any good.
No, I wouldn't touch that game.
Another year, the Cardinals starting, what, 6-1 and finishing 9-8? Looking forward to it.
What about Packers at Vikings?
I mean, the Cardinals don't have DeAndre Hopkins. Packers, Vikings,
right, yeah.
Okay. It's a tough week. Tough week for a survivor pool.
You know what? I would take the Colts, right? I mean, I think Indianapolis will be better with Matt Ryan at quarterback. I don't know. I mean, I know it's Davis Mills, right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I blanked on the Houston quarterback for a second. I think that's a pretty good bet as far as all these games for a survivor pick for week one. So, yes, do that. 803-0550 to join us this morning. Hey, we're talking Bills schedule with you. You can grab a line and join us. Give us your thoughts, what you like, what you don't like, whatever stands out, what grabbed you from the Bills schedule. And you can share your thoughts. Len tweeted in, tough first 6 weeks, but we're the better team. It's just hard getting used to. Tough first 7 games, if you want to throw in the Packers game out of the bye. There's definitely a clear cutoff when you look at the Bills schedule. The first 7 games, the next 10 games, there's definitely, you can see, it's top heavy for the Bills in terms of their toughest part of the schedule this year. Grab a line, join us. Schedule talk here, WGR.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Happy schedule day. Thanks for hanging out with us as we talk a little bit about that with you. 803-0550 to join us. Quick hockey question for you, not involving the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Penguins-Rangers series continues tonight. The key storyline there, and I don't think there's been any update yet this morning, whether or not Sidney Crosby will be able to play for the Penguins. Knocked out of last game. Thoughts on no hearing for Jacob Trouba from the National Hockey League, which, by the way, never announces. They don't really announce when guys don't have hearings, right? Like, yep, their thought process as to why.
It is, is it going too far to simply say, again, you don't have to dislike it or like it or whatever. No other sport has convinced itself that they cannot stop these things from happening. The NHL can't stop it from happening. Oh, it's an accident. Does it happen in the Swedish League? Does it happen in the college level? Nope. North American professional hockey. Headshots.
Yeah.
Guys, I mean, what can you say? Bang, bang, play. He couldn't control it. Nothing he could do. No other sport just accepts it and flat out rewards it. If Trouba's playoffs were over, maybe guys like that wouldn't you know, do hits like that. I don't think it was the dirtiest hit in the world.
No.
But if the NHL really ever wanted to, they could treat it like they treat high sticks, which is, listen, I don't care if it was an accident. You are responsible for your stick. That language is in there, right?
Yeah.
In soccer, I know, you know, some will probably say soccer is soft. If you go in with a reckless challenge, that's not okay. It's not even about if it was dirty or if the guy did get hurt. It's if you play recklessly,
yeah,
not okay. And in the NHL, it's just, I mean, guys, as reckless as you want. This is Pasternak knocking out the Carolina goalie. He sticks his arms out and hits him in the face.
Yeah.
Oops. The only sport that has convinced itself that you just accidentally have to hit your opponent in the face all the time.
I thought he would get a game in large part probably, because it's Crosby and who he knocked out.
How about that? You can't even give Sidney Crosby a call.
Right. And that's why I thought it would be, it's obviously a critical player knocked out of a game when they were in a position to close out the series. So I thought he was going to get a game, and I saw there was a debate going on Twitter yesterday about, you know, well, he had stuck his stick out. It got tangled up with Crosby. It pushed his arm up.
Uh-huh,
man, when we get to that point in the NHL and we start explaining why we think things happen accidentally, it's not a good place to be. I think Trouba knew he could get away with something there. And
every
I think
play
it
in the
should
league,
have been a suspendable.
Every
offense.
Player in the league should fully expect to get away with that.
If it's in the regular season, I wonder if Trouba gets a game for that.
I wonder if in the regular season he challenges him like that.
Maybe
or
he doesn't.
Just
sure,
the playoffs.
Maybe he doesn't. Right.
Everything's more intense. You know, players are playing hard. I don't think Trouba intended to hit him, but if I get to use the term reckless, you know, maybe you'd think twice. You wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
There are other levels of the sport that do not have the problem that the NHL does.
I was surprised, and I really wish they would explain what their thought process was when they looked at it. Like, what was your logic that Trouba did not get any suspension for that, any kind of discipline at all for that? So we'll see. We'll wait and see if Crosby is available for the game tonight. That is game 6 in Pittsburgh. 803-0550, the Bills schedule is out. Really tough first 7 games. Easier in the back 10. Primetime games, they got 5. That matches the highest total of any other team. There were 12 teams. They got 5 primetime games. Could have some other national window games. We're breaking it all down with you this morning. back-ended a lot of division games. Four of their division games are in the final six games of the season. No New England game until December. Again, 803-0550 to join us, and we'll get your thoughts on the schedule as we continue on WGR.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.